And we're back. Let's talk to Ricky in Arbutus. Good morning, Ricky. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Good talking to you again, man.
Yes, sir.
A couple of questions about this, you know, the whole stupid law they pass here.
Right.
Ireland. What about the people, like, who already have handguns?
What about people who already have handguns?
Right, because I know the one who buys after whatever in the law.
Well, once the law goes into effect, and that's going to be, I believe, October 1st, then anybody who purchases a handgun or a firearm, a regulated firearm after that, including, you know, the handguns in Maryland, including the modern sporting rifles that are considered a regulated firearm. You're going to have to go through a couple of things. You're going to have to go through fingerprinting, training, and then the application process. The training alone could probably cost you $150. So what this law basically did was it wants to eliminate a lot of people from being able to purchase a firearm because of the additional cost on top of the price of the gun. Okay. We haven't seen the COMAR, regulations on it yet, how it's actually going to be written. So we don't know exactly how it's all going to come out. But, you know, those are the three things, fingerprinting, the licensing, and then the application. And it's just, yeah. So
I got one more thing I want to ask you. What would you recommend, something like something semi-automatic, like long, 22 long, what is a good rifle?
A rifle?
Yeah, for a semi-automatic,
well, I always like to roll to the Ruger on that. The Ruger Ranch rifle is a good one. I like that if you want a nice semi-automatic rifle, if you can find one, you know, that type of thing. There's any number of them out there, but I particularly like that one. I'm trying to think who else might have a decent semi-automatic 22. There are a number of them out there. Are you talking about a long rifle, or are you talking about a rifle? You're not talking about a handgun that shoots a long rifle.
No. I'm not talking about a handgun, but it's more time. It is semi-automatic.
Semi-automatic 22 rifle, yeah.
I think
Remington makes one, if I recall, and there's probably a couple other ones, but that's a great idea too, you know.
Yeah,
get around the thing with a handgun deal.
I want to get one before this whole thing.
Yeah. Now, do you know what happened at 3 o'clock last Saturday morning while I was waking up to go turkey hunting? Do you know what was going on at 3 o'clock last Saturday morning? Did you hear? Did anybody hear?
Maybe I missed it. I apologize.
The U.S. United Nations Small Arms Treaty.
They did do that?
The Senate voted on that. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a news junkie. I'm surprised that I missed it.
See, a lot of people didn't hear about that, but our Senate voted not to ratify it. I think the vote was 56 to 44 or something like that, not to ratify the United Nations Small Arms Treaty. Of course, all the Democrats, including both of our wondrous senators here from Maryland, voted for it. So, you know, yeah, but it was defeated.
Well, that's good. I'm glad, because the other one defeated too, so I'm glad about that.
Now the other, yes, exactly right. Now, you understand, both of these got a majority in the Senate, but neither one of them reached the 60 votes. So
I know, but I'm glad that defeated, because that was worrying me a lot, the one that Harry Reid brought in.
Right.
Yeah, but that got defeated, so I'm happy about that part.
Exactly. All right, Ricky. Well, appreciate checking in.
Thank you, man.
See if you can find one of those 22s. Let us know what you buy.
Yeah, I will, because actually I'm going to a gun show in Virginia tomorrow.
Yeah, that big national gun show. I heard about that.
And that's the one at the Dallas Expo.
I got you. All right, buddy.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Ricky. Bye-bye. There we go. Let's talk to Mike in Randallstown. Hey, Mike. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Alan.
What's up?
Well, as a gun collector, I want to mention I went to the Frederick Gun Show a couple weeks ago.
Sure.
The line was so long that I couldn't see the end of it.
I'd heard that they started lining up out there about 4 in the morning to get in that show when it opened.
Yeah, I made the mistake of getting there about 9:30, and I actually turned around and went home because I figured by the time I get in, the stuff will be picked over anyway.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. Now, I have a question for you.
All right.
Why is the Department of Homeland Security buying millions and millions of rounds of ammunition? And I understand a lot of that stuff is hollow points.
Yep.
Why would they be doing that, Alan?
You know, that's a good question, Mike. I don't think we've ever gotten a satisfactory answer from Big Sis, Janet Napolitano, the director of Homeland Security.
Yeah. I heard that they said, which I think's a lot of bull. They said they're buying them now because they're cheap. Well, what difference does that make to them since they're using our money to buy them in the first place?
No, that's a good point. That's a good point. You know, I don't know the answer to that, but you know what I was thinking yesterday, Mike, is I saw the FBI and the National Guard and the various police departments, yesterday converging on one guy.
Right.
In Watertown, Connecticut.
Yeah.
As I watched that, you know, the busloads of officers and, you know, people from out of state. We had guys from New Jersey there. We had, you know, I mean, it was just absolutely amazing. They tried to seal off this 20-block area.
Right.
I can't imagine how many hundreds of police officers were on duty there.
Right.
To look for one guy.
Well, that's amazing, isn't it?
Well, think about this. Think about this. What happens if there's an insurrection in a county or a town,
right,
somewhere in Arkansas or, you know, southern Maryland or western Pennsylvania? Or what happens if somebody, decides that they're going to practice civil disobedience? What's going to happen then? Do you think, seriously, with what you saw in Watertown, Connecticut yesterday,
right,
and the speed at which those forces were marshaled against one individual,
right,
what do you think would happen with Homeland Security if the citizens of the United States decided that they've had enough?
Well, that's an excellent point, Al.
And does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. It sure does. Sure does.
I mean, you know, we had years ago, we talked about it here, we had a sweep of, I can't remember, I think Schaefer or maybe the guy after him was the mayor of Baltimore. They had a sweep of the block. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And the police converged on the block in Baltimore. And, I mean, I think they caught, you know, one hooker with a joint, and I think that was about it. But they, you know, that was a tremendous, tremendous operation.
Right.
My friends on the Eastern Shore, down in Hooper's Island and the Lower Eastern Shore in Dorchester County, we had a Department of Natural Resources sweep of alleged violators down there a number of years ago. And some of our listeners will remember this. We had the state police and the helicopters in the air and, you know, knocks on the door at before daylight in the morning.
Right.
You know, and these were natural resource violations. These weren't anything that were, there was anything, anybody, you know, threatening anybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, if the cops want to get you and if the authorities want to get you, they're going to get you.
Yeah, I understand that. I do.
But to answer your specific question about why are they buying so much ammo, it could be part of this whole deal, just like this bill here in Maryland to make it more expensive and people just give up.
Yeah,
I'm not paying $150 to take a training course to buy a damn handgun. I'll move out of state before I do that, or I won't buy one. And that's what they want.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, it's getting next to impossible to buy just plain ammunition.
You can't buy 9mm. You can't buy .380. You can't buy 223, 22s, 22 long rifles. Ricky just asked about that.
I know.
Very hard to find. You got to keep looking. You got to keep. You know, we've got reports of people that are going to Walmart every day to see what kind of ammo they're getting in.
Right.
You know.
Right. Right.
Now I will tell you this. This was absolutely amazing to me. We were looking for a small 22 to fit a small lady's hand. The Ruger is what we were looking for.
Right.
And as you know, I'm all over the state. I found a gun shop right here in Baltimore. Couldn't get them. And my contacts here could not find these Rugers. I'm in a small gun shop up in Western Maryland.
Right.
Guy said, yeah, I just got six of those in. What do you want? I said, well, you're kidding me. There's one in the counter. I said, hold that for me, and I'll send the lady in to pick that up on the weekend. And it was, and we did, and everything was fine. Did the paperwork and got it all done. But it was absolutely amazing the hit and miss opportunities for these gun dealers. Some guys get them, some guys don't. Some guys, depends on, you know, the wholesaler that you're dealing with. I mean, it's just a total mess in the gun industry right now.
Yeah, it was never a problem. I mean, I'm an approved gun collector through the Maryland State Police.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's never been a problem for me to purchase anything I wanted, and that's all I am, is a gun collector, you know. And,
sure.
But now it's just next to impossible.
Exactly.
What you're looking for.
Sure. All right, Mike. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. That was a good discussion. I don't know if I answered your question exactly. I don't have the answer, but you know, only Janet knows why that's going on.
Right. Well, I appreciate your input on that, Alan, and I greatly appreciate your show also.
I appreciate that, Mike. Thanks.
Okay.
Have a good one. Bye bye.
Bye.
There he goes. Let's talk to Jim. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, you know, I used to write budgets for the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center and other
right.
law enforcement agencies. And I write for a living, and I recently published an article, Accuracy in Media.
good luck with that, huh?
Well, it was called Police Militarization.
Yeah.
And I went into the whole ammunition purchase issue, and it's not the Department of Homeland Security that's creating that shortage. It's us.
Okay.
Because there's 80 million of us, and you think about it, if we each just bought 100 rounds, that's 8 billion rounds that we're purchasing. You know, the private market swamps the government, even when the government goes out and puts out a requisition for 1.5 billion rounds. But that's not actually what they did. And I wrote fairly extensively about it, and others have written much more extensively about it since. But basically, the idea is, and most, about half of the purchase was going to the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center. And I talked to them as part of this, my research on this article. And it's an open requisition. It's not a strict, we want this much. It's an open requisition. It's supposed to cover 5 years. Now, it is a large purchase, even at that, given that they use about one-tenth of what they were looking to buy. On an annual basis. So basically they were saying we want twice what we would normally ask for a year. But by the same token, it was an open requisition. It wasn't a you must purchase this much. It's an up to this amount purchase. So people got up in arms about that, but there's a lot of federal agencies in the Department of Homeland Security, and it wasn't the DHS itself buying it, but those agencies within it. And more than half was for training for the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, and the rest was for various law enforcement agencies that use a lot of ammunition. They also have their own training facilities. So it sounded more outrageous than it really actually is.
Where can we find your article, or could you send it to us? To share on the air.
Yeah, it's at aim.org, AIM.org, and it's police militarization. I forget what this is.
If I Google that.
Yeah.
Maybe they have a site.
Police militarization, accuracy in media, and it'll come right up. It's a pretty extensive article. I talk a lot about the various... The overuse of federal of law enforcement in, you know, what are essentially regulatory issues, like, for example, with Gibson guitars.
Yeah.
And I talk about one particular company called Mountain Pure Water in Arkansas.
I've heard about that, too.
Raided by 50 IRS and Small Business Administration agents. I mean...
Yeah, Gibson. And most of these companies are run by conservative people who are outspoken and about, you know, about different things. Yep, I got you, Jim. I appreciate the call.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, buddy. Bye bye. Well, there's the man that did the research. What do you think? You never know who's in the audience, and we appreciate that. We really do. Yes, indeed. But it's let me tell you about the fishing challenge. Fishing challenge. We're underway with the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Now is the time. Of course, here it's the first day of this trophy striped bass season. If you catch a citation sized rockfish, we want you to check it in. That's for sure. It is time. Right now, we're in it. The Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes. There's a great grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center. Maybe prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network. And Under Armour. And now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland-sized citation, let me back up. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation size fish or crab, then certify your catch. You're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, the tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center or check the fishing rule book or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details on the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
The following is a paid announcement.
Governor O'Malley wants to enact laws that burden the right of self-defense for the law-abiding citizen. These restrictions will deny rights to those least able to afford them. The governor openly admits he wants to tax a civil right and make it a profit center for Maryland. The governor proposes laws that violate American values. His laws will not target criminals. His laws will only convert the lawful into criminals. The governor's penalties against law-abiding people will cause the loss of jobs, security clearances, and could even stop you from getting a mortgage. The governor's laws will subject active duty service members to prison time if they cannot register their firearms while serving overseas. They will subject young hunters to prison time for possessing common hunting ammunition. And you'll risk prison for not knowing to register a hunting firearm that the state previously approved you to own. Gun control helps no one. This message brought to you by Maryland citizens. Learn more at MarylandShallIssue.org.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
7890199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
If you enjoy decoy collecting and great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 32nd Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 3rd, Saturday, May 4th, and Sunday, May 5th. Admission is free. Over 120 exhibitors and artists display paintings and prints, sculptures and carvings, photography and sportsman's collectibles. There's great food, retriever dog demonstrations, and much more. The annual live auction is 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Activity Center. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the Activity Center. Havre de Grace commemorates the 200th anniversary of the War of 1812 the same weekend. Celebrate the bicentennial by attending the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy Museum on May 3rd, 4th, and 5th with free admission to this family-friendly event. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739. See you at the Decoy Festival.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Frank Cipolla. If the approach of air conditioning season has you worried about higher electric bills, you may want to contact your power company. Many utilities offer what they call level payment or budget plans. Most plans won't actually save you any money on your energy bill for the year, but you'll avoid spikes that can throw your household budget for a loop. Under a common type of plan, your power company will total all your bills from the prior year and divide by 12 to determine a monthly payment. You'll either get an extra bill or a credit at the end of the year. Other firms will evaluate customer bills every few months. Georgia Power and a handful of other utilities have a true flat rate plan. Customers pay a monthly fee that is unchanged for an entire year, regardless of how much power you consume. The fee is based on the prior year's use and the expected use for the coming year based on weather projections. I'm Frank Cipolla with the Wall Street Journal.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there, so if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about a legitimate, government-compliant debt relief solution, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational DVD that will tell you about this money-saving option in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The DVD is free, the shipping is free, and there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts sent directly to you in the mail. The free informational DVD can be mailed to you today so you can examine this amazing debt relief option in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-448-1155 and ask for your free DVD. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and DVDs are limited, so call right now for your free debt relief informational DVD. 800-448-1155. That's 800-448-1155.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos.
Let's talk to Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good, Alan. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. The earlier caller was talking about the federal government.
Yes.
So much ammunition.
Yes.
A related but
and,
slightly
and
separate
don't,
issue.
And don't worry. Everything's fine.
Yeah, everything's fine. Let me remind your listeners that the man taken into custody in Boston last night was taken into custody by second responders. Because despite their best efforts, and they tried really hard, federal, state, and local officials, in the end, he was found by a private citizen.
That's correct.
So it was the second responders who actually took the man who's presumed innocent into custody.
Yes.
And when our governor arbitrarily, a mighty omelet, a man who thinks he's really powerful and his
yes.
brains are real mixed up,
yes.
when he tries to leave the rest of us defenseless against such people, and he wasn't the first and he won't be the last, Then what happens?
Exactly.
We wait for the second responders.
Well, you know, hey, look. What did they call it? Shelter in place?
Yeah, shelter in place.
Yes.
Wait till he breaks in and takes you hostage, rapes your wife, rapes
yes. shelter,
your daughter.
Yeah, shelter in place, yes. In other words, quake in your boots in your home.
Yeah, and that's what Mighty Omelet, that's the brilliance, and all of his associates in Annapolis, that's what they want to do to us.
Mighty Omelet? How do you spell that?
Yeah, M-O.
Yes. yes. Well, I got you. Let's see. Yeah, exactly right. So, yeah, what happens here if, you know, if we're disarmed? Exactly right.
Well, we've had it before with the snipers. And they told us to look out for two white guys in a white car.
Yep, two white guys in a white car. There's a white, there's a white panel truck. It's a white van. You know how many white vans there are in Montgomery County running around on a daily basis?
Yeah.
I was actually in the zone of fire that day when that started. I was right down there on 97 in the heart of all that. I was where the post office there at the big village, I can't remember the name of the place, but where the one person was shot at the post office, that was about two blocks from where I was working that day. The gas station, there were two gas station shootings, one on either side. I'm almost dead center in the middle of that day. And I wasn't alarmed by any of it. I didn't know any of it. But, you know, it's who knows? It was very fascinating. The thing that annoyed me the most was the governor at the time shut down the muzzleloader season because that guy was still on the loose.
Yeah.
You
and,
know?
And the chief of police in PG County put out incorrect information.
Exactly right. Exactly
right.
Which
was not helpful.
No. No, none of it was. None of it was.
I don't want to be at the mercy of waiting for them.
And once again, a tip by, I believe, a truck driver located the guy.
Yes.
So, you know, rather than law enforcement beating their chest and taking on this myopic view of the world, you know, they always say if you see something, say something. Well, the guy went out and saw blood on his boat that wasn't there before. He saw the winterization cover, the shrink wrap was cut that wasn't cut before. And then the guy gets on a stepladder and looks inside his boat.
Yeah, and sees him.
And sees the guy.
So, yeah, and then he called the second responder.
Then he called the first. Exactly.
To take him into custody.
Exactly right.
But time after time after time, and there's nothing against them.
No.
They can't be everywhere. They can't do everything.
No, exactly.
They're
right.
The second to respond after you're dead.
I've said it before. You call 911. You're just you're simply doing is you're calling agents in to investigate the crime that's already occurred.
You got that right.
You know.
Alan, thank you for the show.
No problem, Mark. Take care.
You.
See
you.
Bye bye. There he goes. So, I don't know. What do you think about all that? We got far afield here from hunting and fishing, but you know what? We'll talk about it if that's what you want to talk about. I said you were running the show, so we talked a little bit about crabs and the mixed. You know, it's like the stock market closed mixed today. Well, the crab report closed mixed yesterday. We have double the amount of spawning female crabs, but the juveniles are down to 111 million from 581 million, and the total blue crab population dropped from 765 million to 300 million. So, nobody called and asked, but it's very simple how they count all these 147 million crabs. They do dredge surveys, but in reality, they basically just count their legs and divide by eight. That's how they do that. We got a note. What'd I say? Watertown, Connecticut? Oh. Okay, Watertown, Massachusetts. I said Watertown, Connecticut. I made a mistake. Thank you, Pat. Thank you, caller Jim. Watertown, Massachusetts. Oh, does he? I got you. Well, that's okay. But thank you for correcting me. You know what I meant, right? Connecticut, Massachusetts, all the same. You know. I spent a night in Massachusetts back in November. Where was it? Weston, I guess, is where we were. Not far from Boston. And actually went through Boston back there in November. You know, big lib place. You know, governor's lib. Connecticut, same thing. But we've had two major events in New England, one in Connecticut and one in Massachusetts, all having to do with terrorism in one form or another. And so it's easy to be confused. What are we going to do, Pat? I don't know. You want to take a call? Yeah, I'd love to take a call, too. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat is twitchy. So the way to do this is to occupy his time. And the way you occupy his time is, well, there's one of two ways, okay? You can roll a shiny object across the floor, or flip a coin. That'll work, too. But what he really likes is phone calls, and that's 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM 680, or 1-800-922-6680. Please, I just give him something to do. Oh, man. So I didn't hear anybody tell me they enjoyed the show last week. Heard from a couple folks. Let me tell you what, our guest in the first hour last year was Tracy Groves, and we talked about his ministry up there in Western Maryland, where he takes youngsters out in the field along with their, you know, accompanied by their parents. Sometimes they're special needs kids. Sometimes they're, somehow economically disadvantaged or something like that. And uses his ministry and his facility to reach the families and to, kind of bring the message of the Lord to those folks through hunting in the outdoors. And he had three youngsters there 3 days prior to turkey season. They spent Thursday, Friday, Saturday there. They made their own turkey calls. They patterned their shotguns. And all three of the young men, the teenagers, had opportunities. They had encounters. Two of them actually took their gobbler last Saturday morning, so we'll be bringing you that story and those pictures in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly here in the summer issue coming out in a couple weeks. So, let's see. Chuck in Dundalk. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
What's up?
Hey, I was over at one of the local sports stores yesterday. I was picking up some ammunition, and at the checkout counter, a guy engaged me in a brief conversation. He mentioned something about, I don't know if it's the manufacturers or what, are being encouraged to add glass shavings to gunpowder to help damage weapons. You ever heard anything about that?
No.
I mean, I know it sounds far-fetched and everything, but...
Now, why would... it's extremely far-fetched. So you're saying that if they put this gunpowder infused with glass shavings into cartridges...
Right.
Then, and when the firearm is fired under the high temperatures that would occur, then the glass would actually do what?
I don't know. I mean, glass is pretty hard. So, I mean, maybe it could wear out some of the gun parts and stuff like this.
No.
I don't know where he got this story, but...
No. What would happen is the glass would melt and fill in the rifling.
Right.
If it's at all possible.
Right.
At that temperature. Because glass doesn't melt at that high of a temperature, that's created when gunpowder ignites.
Right.
So the question I have
is... It would be
a
higher temperature, right?
Well, glass melts at... I would suspect that the temperature of gunpowder igniting or catching on fire as it does under pressure,
right,
would probably melt the glass shavings as opposed to creating an abrasive.
Right.
There's got to, there'd be other things that you could use as an abrasive rather than glass. I mean,
sure.
The result would be, if my theory is correct, the result would be that the glass would not damage the barrel as much as obstruct it.
Right, and if you clean your gun correctly.
You clean your gun correctly, you wouldn't be able to get the glass out. I think that's, you know, it might fill in all the little micro grooves and things like that. Who knows? I'm just trying to think where this would come from. So,
Like I said, the person engaged me in a little light conversation at the checkout counter, and I just wanted to leave.
Tell me about the personality of the fellow that engaged you.
He seemed like a blue-collar type guy. I mean...
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, did he...
Didn't sound like a nut.
Okay. That's... Okay. All right. Well, okay. Didn't sound like a nut. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't, you know.
Sometimes you don't.
That's right. So...
Hey, Alan, while I have you,
yeah.
Turkey season started. Did it start this weekend?
Turkey season started on Thursday, the 18th.
Oh, the 18th. Okay.
Already started, yep. Yeah, we're finding that the gobblers have already established their harems. They're, quote, henned up in that second stage of a turkey's breeding cycle. That's what we're finding. Guys are ambushing them. They're finding them that they're in the early stages of that, so they're still able to fool a few of them here and there. It's going to get a little more difficult for the next 2 weeks, and then after that, like the first week of May or so, maybe the last 2 weeks of the season, it will be a little easier to either ambush one or to bring them to the call a little better. So,
right.
Yep. But we had a great encounter on Saturday. I don't know if you heard me tell the story, but we had a gobbler, giant gobbler. I mean, just big boss gobbler, the dominant gobbler of the whole flock, walk up to us at 24 yards. Unfortunately, he was 90 degrees out of gun range. We couldn't get Jacob turned to, the gobbler was looking right in the window of the ground blind.
Uh-huh.
We were looking right. I didn't see him. Jacob and Crusher saw him out the window. Watched him jump up on a log and gobble his full head off. And the way it sounded to me, just the only thing I could think about, it sounded like a coffee can with rocks in it when you shake it.
Mm-hmm.
That was what a gobble sounded like. It sounded like he was shaking the walls of the ground blind. He was so close. But Jake just didn't get a shot. We anticipated that he was going to jump off that log and roll out into the field and check out the decoy, but he did not do that. So he went behind us, and then we spent the rest of the morning chasing him. So I never did get a shot. Last we saw,
we give him credit for it.
The last we saw him, he was about 1,000 yards away, headed into the far corner of the woods, and still gobbling his full head off. And then he went quiet after he hit the end of the woods. So typical behavior. I mean, I've talked to Tracy and some other guys that have hunted that area, and they know that gobbler's been hunted, you know, consistently over the last 4 or 5 years, and he knows the drill. So he just wasn't interested in a decoy. And when he gobbles, he expects the girls to come to him. He's that big and that old, you know. He's hey, I'm not going to them. They can come to me. That's why I'm here. So, oh, well.
Oh, well.
All right, buddy.
All right, Pat.
Thanks,
have
Chuck. Yep, see ya. Bye-bye. 410 to be CBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. If you want to engage those turkeys, we invite you to engage them with a nice Browning BPS shotgun. They even got the 10-gauge model, the National Wild Turkey Federation model in 10-gauge. It's available with Mossy Oak breakup infinity camo in the Browning firearms there. Great camo pattern to wear for any kind of woods hunting like the turkeys. And, it comes in that camo finish. It's got the DuraTouch armor coating to cut down on any wear and tear with the weather. And it's there at Clyde Sports Shop. They also carry the Browning Satori shotguns, 725. It's a beautiful shotgun. It's got five Invector DS choke tubes with it, a ported barrel. It's what they call the triple trigger system. Vector Pro Lenten forcing cones. It's a great gun for any of the shooting sports. And they have the 725 field model also available for any upland shooting if you like the upland birds, you know, the doves and the grouse and the quail and that type of thing. So want to check out Clyde Sports Shop and their full line of Browning products. Also, they have everything you could need, want, or imagine for fishing. Live bait. They've got all the trout supplies. They've got all the panfish supplies. And they've got everything you need for rockfish, from trolling rods and reels to, you know, parachutes and bucktails and big trolling lures. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. www.clydesports.com is the website. And the fishing report is 247-FISH.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
Hey, it's time for me again this spring to tell you about Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, Maryland, just off I-97. If you enjoy gardening, I always like to tell you about Papa John's because their greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. They've got annuals by the pack or flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, and hanging baskets, too. Colorful pansies, impatiens, and petunias among the many that they have. And they even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Now, Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes, squash, watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers, and all the herbs. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97 at Exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn, for those of you who are plugging that into your GPS. It's 8029-8029 New Cut Road. You can drive right to the greenhouses to make your selections or call 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or for your church. Mother's Day, too, coming soon, May 12th. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
The following is a paid announcement.
Governor O'Malley wants to enact laws that burden the right of self-defense for the law-abiding citizen. These restrictions will deny rights to those least able to afford them. The governor openly admits he wants to tax a civil right and make it a profit center for Maryland. The governor proposes laws that violate American values. His laws will not target criminals. His laws will only convert the lawful into criminals. The governor's penalties against law-abiding people will cause the loss of jobs, security clearances, and could even stop you from getting a mortgage. The governor's laws will subject active duty service members to prison time if they cannot register their firearms while serving overseas. They will subject young hunters to prison time for possessing common hunting ammunition. And you'll risk prison for not knowing to register a hunting firearm that the state previously approved you to own. Gun control helps no one. This message brought to you by Maryland citizens. Learn more at MarylandShallIssue.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you enjoy decoy collecting and great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 32nd Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Howard Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 3rd, Saturday, May 4th, and Sunday, May 5th. Admission is free. Over 120 exhibitors and artists display paintings and prints, sculptures and carvings, photography and sportsman's collectibles. There's great food, retriever dog demonstrations, and much more. The annual live auction is 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Activity Center. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the Activity Center. Harvard of Grace commemorates the 200th anniversary of the War of 1812 the same weekend. Celebrate the bicentennial by attending the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy Museum on May 3rd, 4th, and 5th with free admission to this family-friendly event. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739. See you at the Decoy Festival.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Yes, here comes Amos. Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. It just knocked him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos.
Let's talk to Andy in Catonsville. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Great, great.
What's up, man?
Hey, you know, just talking about the crabs. I've seen, talked to some people that work on dredges and all at nighttime. Big hard crabs, those big rockfish.
Yeah.
They just crush them.
Really?
Yeah. I talked to somebody that, you know, when they're dredging channels and all. So,
yeah.
I mean, they talk about, you know, drum, but those rockfish will clean up the crabs. The big ones, but I don't know how they come up with these surveys. Last year, there was just tons and tons of tiny little crabs, and
yep.
I thought maybe they would mature, you know?
Yeah, well, that's the hope, you know?
It sounds like an IRS survey with those numbers.
Yeah, doesn't it, though? Yeah, I know. Well, you know, they do the best they can with what they got. I talked to a couple people. I mean, I talk to people all the time. You know, I'm just gregarious, and I just talk to people all the time. I talked to one waterman yesterday, and he said, I think those crabs went out the top of the bay last year and the year before. He said, because, you know, New Jersey, Delaware had banner years.
Yeah, you wonder if it's just not Mother Nature.
You know, and he also talked about a couple of years back where he thinks that the crabs, the water temperature was right, and the crabs just kept on going. From the lower bay, they got out in the Gulf Stream and you know, got in the Gulf Stream and headed down to North Carolina where they had a good year.
Well, those pictures I sent you were when we had a good year.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know? And sometimes I think it's Mother Nature. And then I was reading, too, the loss of all these grasses. But, you know, everything we do here, sometimes what I was reading, when they open up those gates at Susquehanna, all that comes flooding down the bay.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. It sure does. But this year, from what I understand, there's more grasses. Last year, there were more grasses in the flats, and this year, even so, you know, and the bass fishermen are just having a grand time up there in the grass. So, don't know.
Who knows? Yep. I talked to one captain there in Kent Narrows, and they said a lot of the watermen went oystering and all rather than netting this year because the oysters were so plentiful.
Oh, the oysters were just unbelievable.
And if the beds are good, there'll be a lot of food on them, so maybe the fishing will be good.
Let's hope so.
I don't know how many they net. Hey, I'm looking at a box of gold.
You are?
Western 22 Long Super X made by Winchester Western Division, New Haven, Connecticut. 500 rounds, rim fire. Is this stuff still good as long as it's dry?
Yeah. Yeah, take it out and shoot it. Absolutely.
A long time ago, I worked for General Electric, and I won a 22 semi-automatic, and you weren't around. Montgomery Ward's, when you ordered from them, sometimes you ordered one or two boxes of something, and you got a case.
Right.
And we used to go up Daniels down in the hollow on Saturday afternoon, you know, and shoot and all. But I got a scope put on it. I was going to go up to that range by Liberty Dam, you know, when things quiet down, but I haven't gotten up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I sold that ammunition too soon, all that ammunition I had.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. No question about that.
I don't know where they're going to shoot it, because that was all lead shot, you know. That was 3-inch Magnum, 12-gauge 3-inch Magnum BB lead shot. I guess they can shoot it on land, right?
No, you can't use it for any waterfowl at all.
But you can shoot it on land.
You can shoot, yeah. I mean, if you got, you know, if you got coyotes or, you know, you can shoot crows with it, you can shoot pigeons with it, but that's about it, pretty much.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what they were going to use it for.
Yeah.
But, so anyway, yeah, I've been, are you familiar with up around Quarryville and Lancaster area?
What's up there?
Well, my nephew, he lives up on a farm. He wants me to teach his son, he's 9 years old, how to fish. And I told him it'd be easier for him to bring him down here because if I go up there, unless it's a pay to fish, I've got to buy a Pennsylvania license and then find a place to fish. And I mean, unless we talk to some farmers and
I went by a pay lake up in northern Baltimore or northern Harford County the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it.
You don't need a license when you fish here, do you?
No, you don't. There's one out in, I think there's one out in Thurmont or somewhere out there, and I know there's another one, or used to be another one down in Calvert County. So you might want to Google, pay to fish lakes in Maryland or something.
Something that's up close to him, because trying to get kids into fishing, they got to catch something.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Because I was up Centennial with my two fishing buddies and all, and we fished from 9 to 2 and didn't get a bite.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one rainbow caught on power bait, and then a guy was on the little ramp up there, and he caught a bass and quick left.
Right.
You're not supposed to have. I explained it to them that they're having babies, and I said, you can't keep them. But, you know, then they see somebody like that. He got on a cell phone and skedaddled.
Right.
When's your crab magazine coming out?
End of May.
End of May?
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Yep.
We'll talk with you later.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. Yeah. Bye-bye. See you, Andy. Well, we're out of time, folks. Do we have any more breaks we have to take? We're done? Done with all the commercials, other than tell the folks one more time about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, if you like to fish or hunt. Why don't we try this? Let's see if do we have time to make a call. Let's see if we do. Let's try their fishing hotline, 247-FISH. Hope I dialed the right number.
Here is the latest fishing information from Clyde Sporting Goods, Loch Raven, Crappies, Perch, and Pickerel, Minnow's Best Bait. The fishing center is now open. Liberty Reservoir, Crappies. There has been a few walleyes caught, Minnow's Best Bait. Centennial Lake, Crappies, Bluegills.
See, that's what you can hear when you call Clyde Sports Shop. The fishing hotline, 247-FISH. 247-3474. Give it a try over the weekend. Go fishing. Now it's time for me to say get out, stay out, and especially today if you're on the bay, stay safe, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you next week. My name's Alan Ellis. Email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Like the Outdoors and Radio Show, Maryland.